welcome to a special episode of Routes Through Pokemon. I just wanted to offer first thoughts on the new Pokemon Legends Z to A game. I started playing it at the release time late last night and played about 6 hours of it, give or take. I was taking care of the newborn as well while trying to play through it, and a lot of the kids were up watching me play as they fell asleep. Just some initial thoughts on the new Legends game. First of all, thought it was a lot of fun so far. It's been a blast. In fact, I'd kind of want to just be down there playing it right now, but I have work to do. But yeah, starting off, you know, the world and color and everything of it is just it's really pretty. It pops a bit, and that's fun. The outfit changing, I did get to do a little shopping, and that was fun to do, changing up the hairstyles and outfits and stuff. I always enjoy that customization, and it feels a little bit more than what we got in Scarlet and Violet, so that's nice. A little bit closer to probably Arceus, I guess. We have all the little sparkles on the ground, kind of like in Scarlet and Violet. But it's nice that you can just run right over them and they collect. There's just so much to do constantly. Like, I feel like I have like a bunch of different things I want to try to do, but it also feels like now that I'm further in the game, the day and night cycles are just kind of happening so fast. I'm only at rank W, I believe. It's as far as I got in that so far, but then it's already telling me that my next promotion match is already up because I finished the quest I was on. I started with Totodile because I did Chikorita in Gold, Silver, and Crystal, and I'm not that interested in the fire Pokemon generally, and I don't really care about Tepig, so I thought Totodile might be a fun choice. But since then, I did a side quest and got myself Chespin, so I'm thinking there'll be a side quest for like Froakie and Fennekin as well, which excites me. I really want to find those two as well. And then the professor-type character, I think, Mabel. I've never played X and Y, so I don't know who comes from those games or who's new or whatever. But she had the Kanto starters, and I was able to choose one of those, so I grabbed myself a Bulbasaur as well. So kind of doubling up on the grass with Chespin and everything. The evolution in the game is really weird, because I know in past games, evolution just happens unless you, like, hit the B button to stop it. But now, when they're ready to evolve, there's just, like, an arrow next to them when you're in your screen, and so you can choose to evolve them. So that was kind of an interesting new shakeup. And also, when they learn moves, you're not deleting moves anymore or asking to do that. They just log them away in there. The Pokemon's profile, I guess, and then you can choose which movesets you want for them. So that's also new for me. The TMs are reusable, which they weren't in the old games, obviously. And using Rock Smash everywhere. I found some new things out there that block me, like some globs of slime and stuff, and I'm not sure what I need to get rid of those yet. I don't know if maybe I already have the move. I just don't even know what I'm supposed to do. But yeah, again, I feel like I've got so much I can do now. Like, it felt very restrictive a lot of times on where I could go because they were trying to direct me to learn things for a while. Not as restrictive as I thought it would be. Like, I could still do a little bit exploring, but I wanted to do more. But after they stopped holding my hand, now I feel like there's so much to do with all the side missions, exploring the wild zones, and of course ranking up through the Z to A battle royale. Yeah, so it's just been quite hectic, but if I'm not bored, so that's a good thing. The wild zones have been interesting because I have found, like, the first one was easy enough to find every Pokemon that you can find in that area, but now I've found some where it's like they have one. Like, there's at least a couple where I'm like, I got everything I can find, but I can't find the one missing one. And I don't know what that entails. I don't know if you can go in the wild zones at night and maybe then they're there, or something else has to be met, or you just have to get lucky and that they show up. I don't know. Because I did pass one wild zone later on that I'd gone through, and I saw an alpha Pokemon in there, which wasn't there the first time. So, yeah, maybe. And it's kind of fun that alpha Pokemon are back, like they are in Arceus. So that's kind of a connective tissue, I guess, to the Legends game so far. I'm finding the characters all interesting, like AZ, who runs Hotel Z, Towny is my friend because I'm a boy character, and then you have Naveen and Lita, I don't know how to say her name specifically. They're all very interesting and fun to chat with and play around with. I'm sure that there's some interesting plot stuff going on involving the redevelopment plan that we haven't uncovered yet, but again, I'm only ranked W, so I'm sure that some of that will come as I get further on and finally can hit like mega evolutions and stuff. And yeah, I guess the last thing is really just the battling is, it feels a lot different. It feels like I've had, I was battling a Pikachu during one of the Battle Royale times, and I kept trying to do a mud shot, something at it or whatever, but it kept quick attacking or something, and it seemed to interrupt the attack. So the fact that attacks can be interrupted is interesting, and then you want to line up where you're sending your Pokemon when they're doing like Water Gun or whatever. And if the other Pokemon has run off behind something, which actually happened with some wild Pikachu, they kept doing that too. So then your attack gets blocked by the environment, which is super interesting. So yeah, there's just a lot more activity and running around and commanding your Pokemon and stuff, and having the timers for them. It certainly makes it, like, I understand how, I've gone far enough in Pokemon playing that, and I'm old enough that I understand that there is a place for things like Leer and Growl and things like that, but I still don't use them often when I'm just trying to play through the game, because to beat the Pokemon games, they're not usually that important, at least in the older ones. Attack moves just work just fine. However, now what we have these cooldowns, like, if they have Leer and you've already used your attacks and they're still, like, refreshing, might as well throw a Leer in there so that your attacks land better later. That's been certainly fun to play around with, running around with those. I've only played the game itself, like, against NPCs and all that. I haven't tried any of the online playing against other people yet. I haven't done, like, any of the four-player battle arena stuff or whatever there is, so I haven't experienced that yet, and I'm a little nervous to do so, because I feel like I'm blundering through a lot of my NPC battles too. I haven't lost yet, but that's still early in the game, so. But it is, I gotta say, it's a ton of fun, and I could see, I do enjoy the turn-based stuff. I like having that strategy there for you get one thing a turn and all that. But I could see more of the Pokemon games doing this. Maybe just all the side ones like Legends or something. But this is, I think the combat is a lot of fun. Like, it might need a little bit more fine-tuning on some of the ways of handling it. But overall, it's a lot of fun. And it's definitely a lot more exciting to watch if you're not playing. Which I'll probably get to experience a little later, because I know some of the kids are itching to get their hands on the game and try it out as well. So, yeah, I guess those are my initial thoughts on the Pokemon Legends Z to A game. Certainly feels worth picking up and trying out. I am playing it on my Switch too, so I don't know how much that factors into the beauty of the game and the fun to play, but, and it's not like they're like super hyper awesome graphics or whatever, but they're fun and they fit the Pokemon world of games, so I enjoy them. Anyway, those are my thoughts, and maybe I'll do another special episode on it when I get further in. Maybe not. Who knows? We have plenty of other things coming out, so I guess thanks for hearing me out. Let me know your thoughts on the game, how you're enjoying it, if I should expect it to get worse or harder. If you've gotten further, let me know. And I will catch you on the next round. Bye-bye. Sayonara.